I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 5th, 2026. A new report shows the state's data center demand could potentially exceed its current electricity generation. Curtis Tate has more.
Data center demand is the focus of the Energy Planning and Inventory Commission's report to the Kentucky General Assembly. It says potential electricity demand for data centers from Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities and East Kentucky Power Cooperative alone could exceed what the entire state generates. Together, they would account for 22 gigawatts, more than the 18 gigawatts Kentucky generated in the summer of 2024. Senator Stephen West, a Republican from Paris, is on the Natural Resources and Energy Committee.
As everybody knows, it's kind of a gold rush right now.
The report urges state leaders to get ahead of the demand and set policies that protect electricity customers yet encourage economic development. I'm Curtis Tate in Frankfort.
A data center company plans to expand a property in Lexington, formerly owned by Lexmark. The property off West New Circle Road in North Lexington was purchased by data center company Dart Points last month for nearly $30 million. It already spans nearly 30 acres of land, including more than 80,000 square feet of data center space. Dart Points plans to develop the site to support cloud, AI, and other intensive computing. It would have the capacity for 20 to 30 megawatts, with plans to expand to 70 megawatts in the long term. The company says Lexington was chosen for its location between major connectivity markets like Northern Virginia, Chicago, and Atlanta. Dart Points also picked the location because of the existing infrastructure and support from local power companies like Kentucky Utilities. According to a release from the company, the center is already fully zoned for data center use and includes an on-site substation from KU. LG&E and KU is a financial supporter of WEKU. Testing in recent years has found 17 water systems in Kentucky with levels of PFAS, or forever chemicals, that could surpass federal limits. LPM Satchel Walton spoke to legislators who are considering the issue in the General Assembly's interim session.
Potentially harmful PFAS chemicals can get into your body in a number of different ways, through water, nonstick pans, and protective equipment for firefighters, to name a few. So what sources of exposure are lawmakers concerned with?
Well, all of the above. I mean, particularly, I think, drinking water from the, you know, testimony that we've heard and the research we've done.
That's State Senator Robin Webb, who represents a district in northeastern Kentucky and sits on the Natural Resources and Energy Committee. Representative Nima Kulkarni of Louisville wants to set reporting requirements for companies dumping PFAS or intentionally adding it to their products. Kulkarni likens the challenge to issues like lead, where it took decades for science and policy to develop.
Initially, it was, this is not a problem. Then it was, this is such a big problem that we can't possibly solve it. And then now I think people are looking at how to mitigate it, and states specifically.
Since 2023, mandatory federal tests found 10 Kentucky water systems had average levels of PFAS that the EPA considers potentially dangerous. Those limits will become legally enforceable in 3 years. I'm Satchel Walton in Louisville.
Governor Andy Beshear's administration says deep cuts are coming to the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Cabinet Secretary Stephen Stack blames the legislature for underfunding social service programs like Medicaid, foster care, and senior meals in the 2-year state budget approved in April.
No one in the Commonwealth of Kentucky should go hungry. No one in the Commonwealth of Kentucky should go without needed health care or without the social services they need to help thrive in their lives. These are painful reductions that will have to be made. They're going to hit some of our most vulnerable in our society.
According to Stack, the underfunding will reduce payments to Medicaid and foster care providers, as well as reduce the number of social workers. Leaders in the Republican-led General Assembly have called the budget fiscally responsible and say it protects essential services while preparing for long-term financial challenges. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.